Several of Nashville's historical pieces of public art, as well as prominent sculptures, have fallen into serious disrepair. Now, for the first time, Metro has estimated the substantial cost to preserve them. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez visited one of the deteriorated pieces, a 15-foot-tall monument that honors late 1800s railroad magnate Jerry Baxter.
Arrived to Jerry Baxter Middle School in East Nashville, and there's no missing this sculpture. It towers from the middle of the roundabout, where the buses make their loop each morning. Jerry Baxter is represented as a bronze figure atop a marble base. But look a little closer, and it's obvious there's some wear and tear. The bronze itself is now coated in green, and there are some pockmarks on the sculpture.
Dirt, dust, those kind of things over the years had clinged to it, and we had to come out and pressure wash the base.
This is David Prophet with Metro Schools. As executive director over facilities, he typically works on major projects, like building new schools. But this is on his task list because the Metro Arts Commission decided to catalog these kinds of one-off orphaned pieces. They're owned by various city departments, including Metro Parks and the Housing Authority, and don't get as much care as the iconic pieces downtown.
Well, it's one, if not the only, statue that we have in the district, and it's incumbent upon us to try and, you know, maintain it.
Prophet's team did a deep cleaning, but he says a professional restoration to the bronze is estimated at $49,000, so that's on hold.
It will look almost brown, solid brown, when it's done versus the bright green that it exists today.
This scenario of deferred maintenance or no upkeep at all, that's the case for almost all of the 57 artworks in the new report. Ann Leslie Owens is the Metro Arts project manager who assessed the pieces. She says the cost estimates to repair them can cause sticker shock.
I'm hopeful that it will be, the actual numbers come in much less, but it's a big number.
Big as in $1.6 million for the basic repairs on the 11 most vulnerable pieces. Those include some crumbling early 1900s cement figures in Centennial and Shelby Parks, and the etched glass at the historic courthouse. Owens acknowledges the agencies that own them have other spending needs, but she doesn't want the works to be forgotten. Like the Jerry Baxter bronze owned by Metro Schools, she says the significance may not be immediately obvious to people today.
I suspect if you ask, anybody on the street, you'd have a hard time finding somebody who knows who Jerry Baxter is.
But Baxter was the founder of the Tennessee Central Railroad and important enough to draw thousands to the monument's unveiling in 1907. And its creator was Belle Kinney, a breakthrough local artist from a time when women weren't thought of as sculptors. A lineage like that, Owen says, makes the work worthy of preservation. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.